Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations, this Wednesday of the 29th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we turn our attention to Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 79. If we confess that the bread and wine do not actually become the body and blood of Jesus at the table of the Lord, nor is the body of Christ present corporally in, with, or under the host or the cup, then we must necessarily come to question 79 of the Heidelberg Catechism and ask, why then does Christ call the bread his body and the cup his blood, or the new covenant in his blood, and the Apostle Paul the communion of the body and blood of Christ? We answer, Christ speaks thus with great cause, namely, not only to teach us thereby that like as the bread and wine sustain this temporal life, so also his crucified body and shed blood are the true meat and drink of our souls unto life eternal, but much more, by this visible sign and pledge, to assure us that we are as really partakers of his true body and blood by the working of the Holy Spirit, as we receive by the mouth of the body these holy tokens in remembrance of him, and that all his sufferings and obedience are as certainly our own as if we ourselves had suffered and done all in our own person. Multiple times throughout the Gospels, Jesus speaks of his body and blood and instructs those who would be saved to eat his body and drink his blood. John 6 is the most obvious example, where in verses 53 through 55, so Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. In Mark chapter 14, verses 22 through 24, looking to the upper room, we find as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it, and gave it to them, and said, take, this is my body. And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. This wording is found in both Matthew and Luke as well. And so we must recognize that while we reject both trans and consubstantiation, there is something deeper going on in the Lord's Supper than just eating bread and drinking wine. It is more than a mere memorial service, as many in our day posit. There is something deeply spiritual going on at the table of the Lord, something we cannot sense with the eye or tongue or nose, but which is nevertheless true according to the Word of God. But what we do sense in the Most Holy Meal points us to the more profound truth that by the power of the Holy Spirit we are made true partakers of the body and blood of Jesus in accordance with his teaching in John 6. As we eat of the bread and drink of the wine by faith, we are spiritually feeding on the flesh of our Savior. We are spiritually drinking his blood. This way of speaking is not easy to absorb, as the Jews of Jesus' day pointed out, and as the disciples themselves asked, this is a hard saying. Who can listen to it? It is a hard saying, but it is the clear teaching of our Lord Christ, and we must take it at face value, and we must take it as true. Though we may not grasp the particulars, and though we may not understand how, we do confess that as bread and wine sustain this temporal life, so also the crucified body and shed blood of Jesus are the true meat and drink of our souls unto life eternal. For whomever feeds on Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, in his own words, lives forever. For as he instructed those who struggled with the difficulty of his teaching, in John 6, verse 63, it is the Spirit who gives life, the flesh is no help at all. These words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Blessed be God, that as we trust in his word and look to Christ in faith, we hear the words of spirit and life. As we feed on him, even as we feed on bread and wine, we are indeed given life eternal through the gospel of our Lord Jesus, that God alone might receive all glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.